Power. 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Dame un poco de tiempo que a mí me hace falta para conquistarte.
Yo no soy marinero, soy capitán, and I am the captain of the Dubious Goals Committee. Oh, that's right. It's 1930 UTC, and it's time for another episode of everybody's favorite radio show here on and on radio. My name is Tobe, and I just got out of my car at Herrenhaven. It was supposed to be cool again today. I woke up, I turned on the weather channel, and they said it was 79 degrees. And I'll admit that was about an hour ago. But it is not 79 degrees now. Oh. It's mid-80s, so because I'm so tired of sitting around in my house doing nothing, we had to come out here today and see what we could find. I'm sneaking up on the shed here. Are there any Mateys in here? What's going on over here? Changing my glasses. I don't see anybody in the hole. What about the front side? Are there any Mateys around here? Well, I'm not seeing any Mateys here today. Wait, what's this over on the other side? No. Just a piece of bark. Okay, well, what does it all mean? I guess we can walk into the forest and see what's going on. I'm kind of surprised there's nobody here. It's a Sunday and it's relatively cool. I thought there was going to be a boatload of people here. And that's one of the reasons why I didn't bring the big camera. But I do have the little camera with me in case we see anything interesting. Oh. Verla is here though, I should mention, but she's working in the butterfly garden. Doing stuff to make butterflies happy. Putting in all the fun butterfly flowers that are good for butterflies. And me, I'm just walking along a trail. Whew. Kinda tired. Wait, what is this? There's a branch down here. That's interesting. Did it get windy? I don't know. I should have kept watching the weather channel though to see if it was gonna rain tomorrow. It's raining in Indianapolis right now. I think the rain missed us. But maybe we'll get more. I don't know. I'm just walking around trying to figure stuff out. Oh, I'm still kind of tired. I stayed up kind of late last night because I was watching Godzilla movies on TV. And then I watched, I watched Godzilla vs. Monster Zero and then Godzilla's Revenge. And by the time that was over, it was just in time to start watching Whatever Happened to Baby Jane. On TCM, that is certainly a psychotic film. And then after that was Terminal Island, which I saw not too long ago. So I had it on, but I really wasn't paying attention. I was doing some other stuff. And then I eventually went to bed. All right, let's go up here. I'm approaching the sub pond. What do we got out here today? Oh, nothing. A couple frogs on sticks. Lots of dragonflies flying around. I don't see any ducks. I don't see any herons. Let's go out to the boardwalk. Oh, that reminds me. When I was driving over here, I saw a whole bunch of geese on the golf course. And I thought, I wonder if we're going to get geese at Heron Haven. Are they coming back? What are they doing? Nobody knows. And yesterday, this is unrelated, I started thinking about reading a book. Sounds like a strange statement, I realize, but there's this book. Actually, it's a trilogy of books that I've read a number of times in my lifetime. I was thinking about rereading them again. I hadn't read them in quite a while, so I might pick that up. But here we go. I'm over the water on the boardwalk. There's nobody out here again. Come on. No ducks, no geese, no herons, no dudes. Just the sun. And it's kind of hot. Not as hot as it has been the last few days. But I'm still gonna back off. I wonder if I should go to the store today. I don't really need much. But I was thinking about getting another bottle of soda. Drank the last of my bottle of cola last night while I was watching my movies. So maybe I'll go to the store. I probably don't need to be drinking soda, but boy, has it been tasting good lately. Alright, here we are, back at the sub pond. Still nothing happening over here. Nothing going on. Anyway, these books that I was talking about, I can't remember the individual titles of the books right now off the top of my head, but the series is called The Gaming Magi Trilogy, and it's written by, now I can't think of the guy's name, it's the same guy who wrote War Games. David Bischoff, I think. So maybe if I can't think of anything to do today, maybe I'll pick up some books and just read for a while. What was that? I'm walking over the land bridge. Something just made a really bizarre sound. Was it a frog? Was it a cicada? I don't even know. Nothing going on in the billabong. Let's get back into the forest. The sun is... wow. And the Gaming Magi Trilogy is it a satire? Is it a parody? Sort of, kind of, a little bit. But if you're a gamer, especially like a role-playing gamer, and you like your basic swords and sorcery stuff, this is pretty good. It's kind of a spoof, but it's pretty good. I like it. Now I'm walking into the wall blind to see if there's anything in the back of the billabong today. And no. A lot of dragonflies. Dragonflies dragging around, having a good time. Oh, maybe I'll go to the store and buy some sandwich stuff while I'm at it. Have a nice sandwich today for lunch. Okay, what's in Frog Harbor? I don't see any dudes. I see some frogs on the logs, though, so that's good. Frogs. Frogs. Oy. Ugh. All right, what else is going on around here? Looks like the heat has affected some of the growth around here. There's a lot of sort of wilted plants. It's kind of funny. And here's a bird. Here's two birds standing around. Hey, Mr. Robbins. Okay. Oh, yaga. I feel a little weak today. Oh, but I am glad that I got to see those Godzilla movies. Well, I don't know how glad I am that I had to watch Godzilla's Revenge. That's the worst one. In my opinion. A lot of people, they'll tell you that Godzilla vs. Megalon is the worst Godzilla movie, but that's actually one of my favorites. Because it's funny. Alright, I'm standing on the bridge. It overlooks the turtle reproduction pond. The only thing going on out there is on a log, there is a duck with 1, 2, 3, 4, what would appear to be 5 ducklings. 5 baby ducks on a log. That's so nice. Let's go over to the blind and see what we can find. It's about the time of year when we should start finding Hemaris Thisbe moths. But I haven't seen any funky moths in a while. What's that dude? Oh, there's a weird bug. What kind of bug is that? I don't know. Looks like a kind of giant fly thingy. Okay, so down into the blind we go. What's going to be out here for us today? Well, nothing. We got about half a dozen ducks out in the delta. No dudes on the log. Wait, there's one turtle out on that log. One turtle. He's nice. He's all covered in duckweed. And I wonder if there's any, there could be turtles or something on this log that's, you know, right in front of the blind here, but we can't see it because there's so much stuff grown up around. We can't see down there. Well, I'm done with this. The sun is shining right on me and it's unpleasant. So, maybe I should think about going to the store. Oy yaga. I kind of don't want to, but if I do go, then I'll get to drink soda. And I could buy the sandwich stuff that I was talking about. I don't know. But getting back to these books I'm talking about, the Gaming Magi series, there's a part of me that does not want to read them. What was that sound? There's a part of me that doesn't want to read these books because whenever I read them, I think, oh, this would make a great game. Because, I don't know how to explain it, but you should really read these books. There's a couple of magi or wizards in the books who can sort of influence events because they're playing this giant game that is reality, but there's game board miniatures and all the kind of stuff that I love, and there's all kinds of weirdness and it's kind of abstract in places. And I always thought this would be the best theme for a game. How could you do this? How could this be? And it mixes together a lot of different kind of magics, these books. So it's very entertaining. It's pretty funny. And it's just all a bunch of good stuff. And if I read these books, it'll just make me want to design some crazy epic scale game. And I've been thinking about this for years. I've owned these books for many, many decades. And instead of reading the books, maybe I should just focus on working on some of the game ideas that I already have. Instead of trying to jump right into making some new giant project. Oh, brother. As I'm getting ready to walk out of the back 40, I can hear some bullfrog frogging it up in the back of the billabong here. Broont, broont, broont. As I walk over the land bridge, there's still nothing going on. Where's the dudes? I thought today would be a good dude day. If nobody's gonna be here, where's the dudes? Maybe there were lots of people here early and they have since left. I don't know. Okay. I have to stop thinking about giant epic scale games. You know, the world doesn't need another advanced squad leader. The world doesn't need another campaign for North Africa. I don't know what the world needs exactly, but I know that I don't need to be working on these things. I need to focus on little games. Little insignificant things that can actually be played. Ooh, here's another... There's another dragonfly that... I don't know if I've seen that kind before. We must have four different kinds of dragonflies here. And at least two different kinds of damselflies. There's the two damselflies, but we got those shiny blue ones that are sometimes almost black. Then there's the green ones with the mottled wings, the yellow mottled wings. Jeez, I'm getting kind of hot. It's hotter out here than they said it was, but what do we know about that? Yeah, they're a bunch of liars. All right, we're coming back up on the shed. So let's be a little bit more quiet, and we'll sneak up on the shed here to see if there's any motties hanging around. I can see the front of the shed and the two holes under the front. No, I do not see any motty faces. Where's my motties? What about in the hole? Where's my mots? I'm gonna sneak up on the hole here. Do 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 do. Any motties down here? No. No mots in the hole today. What about behind the shed? Do do do. I don't see anything. Oh boy. Another super exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee today. I'm back in the parking lot of Herrenhaven. And the glare is blinding me. Yowza. So we switch the glasses out, put the sunglasses on, take the regular glasses off, and limp over to the car, which is parked in the only shady spot. Get out my keys and let's go home. I was a little optimistic about being able to be outside today. So maybe we should get back to where it's nice and cool. We'll be there in 3 seconds. 3, 2, 1, 0. We're back in the studio. Ugh. Well, I did go to the store. As you can probably tell, what do you think I purchased? I did buy some stuff to make some sandwiches. And I also bought some soda. And yes, I did buy a bottle of the cola soda that I wanted to drink. But I also bought something else, which is what I'm drinking right now. Well, what else did I buy here? Yeah, it's okay. It's not terrible. Yeah, well, so I was sitting there. Well, actually, I was standing there in the soda aisle. And I purchased my bottle of cola. And while I was standing there, I noticed that there was something else weird not too far away from the bottle of cola that I purchased. It was another bottle marked Manzanita Sol. And I thought, wait, I know what that means in Espanol. That means little apple sun. And so I had to buy it because I was thinking, oh boy, apple soda, that sounds good. I haven't had a good apple soda in years. I used to drink a lot of Mundets. But that particular store does not carry Mundets anymore. And I would have to drive clear across town to get any, which is my favorite Mexican apple soda. So I bought this other Mexican apple soda in the 2-liter bottle that I'm drinking right now. Little Apple Sun. Is it as good as Mundet's? No. But it's a lot cheaper, and it's not horrible. It's much more dry, and it doesn't quite have a heavy apple flavor. It's pretty good, though. It reminds me very much of a hard cider with no alcohol in it. It's that kind of dry with barely any kind of apple flavor. But I have to say, it is refresco. It is refreshing. It's pretty good, and it occurs to me that I could bolster this apple flavor if I was so inclined. I think I've got some hot apple cider packets that are sitting up in my cabinet. And, you know, I could just mix up a little of that, highly concentrated, and add it to the old soda here and give it some more apple-y flavor. Maybe I'll do that a little bit later. Yeah, this isn't terrible. Okay, all done. I should be watching my racing. Why is my NASCAR racing? Oh, that's right. It's raining wherever NASCAR is. I wish it was raining here. Supposedly it's going to rain again soon. Maybe that's tomorrow. Is it going to rain tomorrow? I guess we'll find out. I hope it does, because I'm tired of the heat. Although it wasn't quite as hot today. So anyway, here we are. Yeah, we might as well check the old email here today, see what we're getting for email, if anything. Oh boy. Here we've got one email from Booper. And let's see what it says here. Okay, apparently a friend of his has just gotten back from walking around in Spain. And there's a photo attached to this. And the photo is the photo is of a grilled cheese vending machine. That's right. You put in your money, you push the button, and out pops a hot grilled cheese sandwich. Very interesting. Huh. How come we don't have cool vending machines like this in America? Not that I would, you know, be inclined to eat a grilled cheese sandwich out of a vending machine, but you never know. Maybe I would do it just for the novelty. Huh. It also makes me wonder how this works. And that's the weird thing.
The tradition of clothes they were itching, so we snuck back up to your room. Late night in the kitchen, we made pancakes, it was bitching, and I know you feel the same. Remember when we kissed the first time, I almost missed your lips. Had never been kissed. I need you,
I need you,
enough to break a heart in two.
stations are pretty much relegated to being soda dispensaries. Although, I have seen a couple of weird things lately, but nothing that interests me. I've been spending a lot of time in shopping malls recently, and in one shopping mall, I did see a Dippin' Dots vending machine. You know, that stupid ice cream that's frozen into little balls via liquid nitrogen. And at another mall, I saw a proactive vending machine. And I don't mean a vending machine that is proactive. I mean a vending machine that vends the acne skincare product proactive. And I thought, that's not cool. I also saw a vending machine that sold cold Starbucks coffee. But that's not any different than any other kind of, you know, cold beverage vending machine. Back when I was at school, in university, we had the old coffee vending machines, or hot beverage vending machines, too, and placed in strategic places around the campus. And you know the machine I'm talking about. I wonder if coffee vending machines still exist anywhere anymore. I mean, anywhere you go, there's always this little pop-up Starbucks kiosk or something that's trying to be that. And there's so many coffee stores and places, you kind of got to wonder if coffee vending machines still exist. If you know of a coffee vending machine that still exists in your area, let me know about it. I'm wondering if I want one. If they're not popular anymore, if they're not being used, that means somewhere, sitting in a warehouse, are some old machines that could probably be fixed up and, you know, returned to use. But, you know, I don't drink coffee. So, well, that puts an end to that. But, you know, I don't know. Maybe you could maybe make it hot chocolate. I don't know. Regardless, I'm always complaining about vending machines, and I've had this conversation with Booper before, too. Not too long ago, it's been a while, it's been over 10 years, we were thinking about getting into some kind of capsule machine vending operation deal, and I had all kinds of strange ideas for that, but yeah, we never really got around to ironing those plans out. And Booper tells me that the automat is coming back. He spends a lot of time messing around in Europe, and in some places they have an automat called Phoebo. I think I'm thinking in the Netherlands. And I've heard other places, densely populated places, have started doing automats again. I don't think that would fly around here, although I'd love to own one. I'd love to be the operator of an automat. There's a business where you don't really necessarily have to talk to anybody. You know, I could just be the guy cooking in back. You could have somebody up front making change and answering questions and helping people with whatever they need help with. But maybe that's what I should do. Tobe's automat. I don't know where to put it. Somewhere downtown, I guess, where there's a high density of people around lunchtime. But then again, you know, after about 3 o'clock, downtown just gets dead. Unless you're over in the little touristy areas. And even then, you know, that only works in fair weather. So, I don't know.